Unit 4, The Writer, Section A, Dialogue.
Did you hear about Lucy?
No. Why?
Her writer's itch has finally paid off.
What do you mean?
She's just had her novel accepted by a publisher.
Oh, good. She must be happy about that.
She certainly is. She's over the moon about it. She said she was turned down 37 times before it was accepted. The publisher said the characters weren't true to life, so she rewrote it.
I have to admire her persistence.
Me too. She also got an advance to start a second novel, so now she has it made. If the second one succeeds, she'll be on Easy Street.
Let's hope she doesn't get writer's block.
There's no danger of that. The last time I saw her, she was glued to her PC.
Section D. Substitution Exercise.
What are you doing, Clara? Glued to your PC again? You really do have writer's itch, don't you?
That's true. But if I do get my novel accepted, I'll have it made. I'll be on Easy Street, I hope.
Well, I hope all your hard work pays off. How many times has your manuscript been turned down now?
14 times. They said it wasn't true to life. But that doesn't bother me. I'll be over the moon when it is accepted. There's no danger of me giving up.
Good. Let's hope you don't get writer's block. You deserve to succeed. Time out. Knock on wood. Jonathan and Tina are concerned about the extent of logging where they live. While they agree that the world needs wood products, they think that too many trees are being cut down. They realize that if all the trees are cut down, it will not be a pleasant place to live, apart from destroying the natural habitat of many birds and animals. So they've started a campaign to have the area declared a national park, where logging would not be allowed and where people could enjoy the natural beauty of the forest. They'll be very happy if their campaign succeeds. But it might not. However, they're hoping for the best. Do you think the government will make this area a national park? Asks Tina. I think they will, Jonathan replies. This will soon be a national park. Knock on wood. The phrase, knock on wood, is something we say when we want to avert the possibility of misfortune. It's an idiom based on a superstition. When people say it, they often accompany it by knocking on something made of wood. For example, it's the company picnic tomorrow. I think we'll have fine weather. Knock on wood. Or, I think the typhoon will change direction before it reaches us. Knock on wood.